I was praying this morning, and you know, usually you have a Mother's Day message or a Father's Day message. God said, I want you to speak on tongues. So, yeah. Praise the Lord. Give him a clap offering. Say, I thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I thank you for your suffering. I am free from sickness. I am free from disease. I am free from poverty. All because of you, Jesus. All because of your grace. I have favor today in every promise. Because every promise is yes, yes. I have favor. How do you like that, devil? I pray these things in the name of Jesus. And I expect them to happen in my life. The grace, unmerited favor, all done by Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn, if you would, Jerry. That's not the right one. I got several messages here, and I got to get to the one God gave me for today. Hallelujah. John 17, we're going to start. John 17, 14 and 15. I mean 4 and 5, I'm sorry. John 17, verse 4 and verse 5. Hallelujah. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. So it's all finished. We got to learn to receive God's grace so we can walk in the finished work. That doesn't mean we don't pray or read the Word of God, but when we pray and read the Word of God and speak the Word of God, we must have the understanding that it's all been done and that we, because we're born again, we have grace and favor with God in every area. Amen? See, sometimes we're praying to try to twist God's arm or reading the Word of God or trying to, but it's all been done. He said he has finished the work that God gave him to do. And so he made a way for us to be healed, to be saved, to see miracles, to walk in the mind of Jesus Christ, and on and on and on and on. He finished all the work. We just got, by faith, got to learn how to walk in that and to accept it. And that we're not going to turn around three times and try to perform. We're just going to realize that we have grace because he done it. We didn't do it. He done it. He finished the work. Amen? So because he finished it, you should have a right to be financially blessed or healed in your body or healed in your mind or see a miracle. Amen? Or have peace in your life or have the knowledge and wisdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, operating in our lives by the Holy Spirit. Because he's done it all. That's his grace, saints. Amen? I believe, honestly, let's go to verse 5 first. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world began, before the world was. And so he had this wonderful glory. He was with the Father. He left the Father. He had an assignment. He came down to earth, and he finished the work that the Father gave him to do. Now, all you and I have got to do, and he's returned to glory, the right-hand side of the Father. All you and I got to do now is look at that scripture and understand by the Holy Spirit that we have grace and favor because he finished it. It's not something we are doing. It's not something we are doing. Are you listening? It's something he's already done. And so sometimes we try to do things to get healed or to get our children taken care of and so on and so forth. We don't know what to say, but we got to say this, saints, that I have favor with God. So I have grace. And whatever I say, I know I have grace, and I'm going to confess that. I have the grace to be healed. I have the grace to have the healing anointing, to have the gifts of the Spirit, because everything operates under God's grace. Everything operates from the finished work of Jesus Christ. Amen? How is that leading to tongues? Well, just hold on. Hold on. Amen? You may learn something today. You may have heard what I'm going to say, but there's one thing you probably haven't learned. I always get one or two little revelations like I did this morning. And I get it about tongues. So, see, I really think Romans 12:2, Jerry. I really think everything comes out of Romans 12:2. In other words, if you ain't transformed, you won't walk in the fruits. If you ain't transformed and changed in your life by the Word and by the Holy Spirit, you won't operate in the gifts. You won't operate in His peace. You won't operate in His forgiveness. Everything springs out of Romans 12:2. Don't conform this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you'll know and prove what the perfect will of God is. You even got to be transformed to know that He's done the work. He's finished the work. And you and I have His grace. We have His favor. So therefore, every promise from Matthew to Revelation, you see, and his promises in each book, they belong to us. That becomes our kingdom language because the kingdom is God's grace. So if you flow in the kingdom, you speak the language, you see, it'll manifest in your life. So I believe that everything in Scripture, you got to be transformed. You got to go through a process. You got to learn because your mind is enmity against God. Do you understand this? People will get upset this week because somebody on the job or somebody or maybe this didn't come together like they said it would. God, some of you have been made promises and people ain't stood behind them. And so God wants you to know that He's finished the work. Hallelujah. So I really think that everything comes out of this. And do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed. So I must be transformed to know that I have favor with God. I have grace and favor with God in every area. I got it, my mind renewed in that because the enemy accuses people, and he don't want you to believe that you have favor in everywhere. He wants you to try to perform and work your way there. Are you listening? But God is saying, no. You ain't got to work your way there. You have grace and you have favor because I finished the work, saith the Lord. I done it all. And you have a right to drink of that. But if I ain't transformed, my mind, which is enmity against God, it's going to say, no, you got to do this, this, and this. So we all try to perform. We all try to get God to do things through what we're doing. Are you listening? And because you have grace and favor with God, and you have to keep going back, switching back a little bit, he said, I've finished the work, Father. I've done it all. But most people do not partake of it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Mark 16, verse 17, Jerry. Now we're going to go to tongues. Everybody that has the Holy Spirit can speak in tongues. Some tongue comes forward in a church. You're not blessed by a tongue. You're blessed by the interpretation. Amen? But we have this wonderful language. Now, here's what Mark 16, verse 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. So tongues is a sign. God wants you and I to believe that tongues are a sign. So if you want a sign from God, speak in tongues. Now, here's the thing. Because people were against tongues, they said it's last in when Paul taught on in Corinthians, tongues interpretation is last. So it's the least of the gifts. It ain't the least of the gifts at all. It's the last gift he gave to the church. The gifts of the Spirit were operating when the apostles, when he sent the apostles out, when he sent the 70 out. And in Mark 16, he's raised from the dead here. He said, these signs will follow you. But because Paul didn't mention tongues till last, because it was the last gift given to the church. Are you listening? So there's a lot of Bible teachers out there that say, well, it's the least of the gifts because it's last. It's the last gift he gave to the church. Now, there's other gifts, the fivefold ministry and so on and so forth, and there's, of course, the word of knowledge and wisdom and faith and healings and miracles and tongues, interpretation, tongues and prophecy and discerning of spirits. You see, I probably didn't put them in line the way they are in Scripture because tongues and interpretation are last. Hallelujah. But it's a sign from God. Tongues is a sign from God as well as the other ones are. So every time I pray in tongues, I change the atmosphere. I change the atmosphere. I change my mind. I'm being transformed because you know why? I'm talking to God. I'll show you that scripturally. So speaking in tongues is a sign from God. So why? Everybody's looking for a sign. People want revival. People want a miracle. And we don't even practice the sign that God's given us of praying in tongues. Most people. Some people do. Some people don't. Some people start off and all excited about tongues. They pray in tongues and they stop doing it. If you want a sign from God and you want to change the atmosphere in your family, change the atmosphere in your home, change the atmosphere, you start praying in tongues. Why? It's a sign from God. Jesus called it a sign from God. Everybody wants this and everybody wants that, and we don't even flow in the sign he's given us. Such a simple message and such a simple power of God. Jesus said, I've done it all. Now, Jesus didn't pray in tongues. He said the believer would, though. So if the believer wants a sign from God, that's one of the signs. So you can't reject tongues because I want a miracle. Tongues is a miracle. God spoke through a donkey. God speaks through you and I using our tongue and our vocal cords, and our mind is not thinking how to do it. It's in neutral. Think of a power of God, a sign from God that he can come upon an individual and he can put the mind in neutral, use the tongue, use the vocal cords, and you're talking to God. Isn't that awesome? See, once I understood this, I pray in tongues twice a day. I pray in tongues when I'm sitting over here waiting to come up here. Why? I'm building up my most holy faith. Hallelujah. So Jesus called it a sign. People today in different denominations reject this sign. They prefer a miracle, someone coming out of a wheelchair or blind eyes to be opened, and we reject this sign. He said, the believer, listen now, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. There's different kinds of tongues. There's a tongue that you do in the sanctuary where there's an interpretation which blesses you. There's a tongue, a personal tongue that you say at home. There's a singing in the spirit or with the spirit. See, we've gotten away from the signs. We want a move of the Holy Ghost. We want revival, but we've gotten away from the sign. We're kind of picking and choosing. No, I want to see someone's eyes open. That's the sign I want to see. Else I'm having trouble believing. Jesus called tongues a sign from God. So we've got to be led by the Spirit of God to accept that he's finished it all. You see, and I'm going to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, and I'm going to start believing that tongues are a sign. If I'm not transformed, my mind is going to be in me against it. I'm going to try to pick from God what I want. This is the kind of sign I want. And everybody in here who has the gift of tongues has a sign from God. And after a while, it's like moving to Colorado Springs, seeing the mountains. 2 weeks later, you don't even know the mountains are there. See, people get the gift of tongues, and then somewhere they stop doing it. Oh, I used to do that. So everything comes out of Romans 12:2. If you don't conform to this world, You must be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So your mind must be renewed in the area through the Word of God that tongues are a sign. Let's get what Jesus said. Tongues are a sign. And it's not the least of the gifts. It's the last gift he gave the church. That's why Paul mentioned it last. Amen? People are still squinting. That's because you don't know when the gifts were released. When he called the apostles in, he gave them power to heal and cast out demons and everything, did he not? Are not them the gifts? He gave the 70, did he not? And here, when he had risen from the dead, he met with the apostles and said, "These signs will follow those who believe." He said, "The believer will speak in tongues." You want a sign? Speak in tongues at home. Go in your closet or your office or something. Pray in tongues. That's a sign from God. See, a lot of people are really strange. I want revival. Well, God said, "Well, two are gathered in my name, there I am." Friday, we only had 25 people here. Man, the presence of God was in this sanctuary. We all got the laughing and the joy of the Lord. We just laughed and laughed. See, if you come up here and I haven't prayed in that sign, tongues, you see, and built up my most holy faith, I'm going to get up here all whacked out in my emotions. There ain't nobody coming. It ain't about me. It ain't about my emotions. It's about Jesus. And he said, "Well, two are gathered in my name." See, we have trouble with that. Well, why would you want to preach to two people? Because Jesus said, "I'll be there if just two of you are in my name." So what am I expecting? Am I expecting Jesus? Or am I expecting my emotions to be touched? There ain't nobody coming. Didn't he give Job his day? Didn't he give Caleb his day? I'm going to have my day. You're going to have your day. Don't come here and look around and say, "Oh, something happening over there." There's people's left here has gone to Springs Church. I pray for Wilkinson's son. I pray for Springs Church. I pray for the Methodists, the Catholics, the Baptists. Sometimes I say to God, "What am I doing? I'd be praying for greater faith." Well, he said, "I didn't tell you not to." So you've got a sign that's alive in you called the Holy Ghost, called praying in tongues. Amen? Acts 2, 1 to 4, Jerry, please. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord. Now, this is when he gave the church the gift of tongues. The church was starting, you see, and that's the last gift he gave to the church. All the other gifts were operating back here. They operated in Jesus. Even Isaiah, the prophet, spoke about stammering lips and tongues and so on and so forth. And so when you come forward, everybody wants a sign. If you ain't got tongues, ask God. I'm not going to call anybody up here and pray over them to receive the gift. I'm not that way. You want the gift of tongues? Go after it. Ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Ghost, the heaven, speaking in tongues. I'm not going to call anybody up here and say, "Repeat after me." I went after tongues, and I was sitting in my kitchen one day, and I started speaking in tongues. And I ran in the bedroom. I put a recorder on and prayed into the recorder. My mother, who had tried Seventh-day Advent, she had tried the Mormons, she had now came to our house. She left when I was 5. She was back with us now, not to live with us, but to live close to us because her husband died. I led her to Jesus. She's the one that left when I was 5. I led her to Jesus. She would tell me about all. I said, "Mother, Be quiet. You need Jesus in your life. Well, how do you do that? And here she's sitting with the Bible all her life. So I led her to Jesus. I told her I had the gift of tongues. She said, let me hear it. So I brought the machine out and set it down in front of her and turned it on. And I was going off on tongues, man. I don't know how long I prayed. And when I stopped, she said, that's the real gift. That's it. And she just got saved. She didn't know it was a gift or what it was. But the Spirit of God convinced her that it was God, that it was a sign from God. So it wasn't very short time later, she received it. I want that. And it changed her life. It changed the atmosphere in her home. She wasn't all bent out of shape after that. She still has that ugly side. But every time she got ugly, I say, see you later, Mom. Go get ugly to a tree. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Oh. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. You start praying in tongues, you'll fill your room. You'll fill your mind. You'll change the atmosphere. 3. Hallelujah. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. Acts 2, verse 3, Jerry. Then there appeared to them divided tongues of fire. And everybody's saying, my God, fire came upon them. But think about it, what he's done with us. He takes your tongue, he takes your vocal cords, and you speak to God. Well, we have a free will. Can God do that? If you turn your will over to him, he can baptize you in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. That doesn't mean he don't hear prayers, but you'll change the atmosphere. Because Jesus said, I'll baptize you in the Holy Ghost with fire. Hallelujah. And in verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So the language comes from the Holy Spirit. So when I pray in tongues, that's the Holy Spirit giving me that. That's a sign from God. If I'm getting a sign from God and I'm talking to God, then why can't I receive from God? Well, you can. Remember now, he's done it all. It's completed. There's going to be no more than what he completed. Hallelujah. And number 2, I must be transformed. I must believe that I have a sign in me and it's about to be released through me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Acts 10. Jerry, Acts 10. Acts 10:44-46. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out onto the Gentiles. Many people preach that was just for the Jews. But the Bible says it was given to the Gentiles. That's you and I, anybody, a non-Jew. And for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Speak with tongues and magnify God. He came upon the Gentiles, the non-Jews. See, a lot of people, because we don't want to face up to things, we make excuses for God. No, it was for the Jews. No, it's for everybody who wants it. I don't care what background you're from. If you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit in you, you can speak in tongues because he'll give you an utterance. Amen? He'll give you a sign. So you accept Jesus Christ into your life, you receive the Holy Spirit, and you want to go on further. You ought to be water baptized if you haven't been. You see? I don't mean sprinkled. I said water baptized, dunked. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so you can see here, we make a lot of excuses through the years. Well, maybe it was the least of the gifts because it was last. No, it was the last gift he gave to the church. It had nothing to do with the position that Paul explained it and shared with us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, because he mentioned it last because it was the last gift given to the church. Think about that. And so when you go to Galatians 6:8, it says, "What you if you sow to the Spirit, you'll reap of the Spirit." Amen? You'll reap of the Spirit. Praying in tongues is sowing to the Spirit. That's a sign from God. You want to reap of the Spirit? Change the atmosphere. Pray in tongues. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you would, Jerry, turn to 1 Corinthians 14. We're going to go to 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 1. Chapter 14, verse 1. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. Do we have a desire for spiritual gifts? For the supernatural to have a sign from God? Do we desire spiritual gifts? Well, God's love is so powerful, that's why it comes through us. No matter if we're dragging our feet, no matter what's going on, his love pours through us because it's the Holy Spirit giving us an utterance. And it's God's love. It's God's grace. You can speak in tongues because you got God's grace. You have favor with God. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, you have favor with God. You have God's grace. Amen? Then it goes on here to 2, for he who, verse 2, for he who speaks in tongues does not speak to men. So when I speak in tongues in the service, you're not being blessed by the tongues. I'm speaking to God. You're being blessed by the interpretation. You see that? You're talking right directly to God. God gave you a sign. The Holy Ghost gave you an utterance that you can talk to God. And you're talking in a language that Satan can't understand. Amen? He does not understand tongues. That's the reason why he's developed all these religious people who are against tongues. He don't want you speaking in tongues. He wants you speaking your natural language and saying things so he can interfere. So he can get involved in the details. But when you're praying in tongues, you're praying in that sign from God, that utterance from the Holy Ghost, he can't hear it. He can't get involved. So he'd rather go around and get religious people, you see, to say, oh, tongues is the least, you see. Tongues is not, that went away with the apostles. No, that was for the Jews. Well, the word doesn't say that. That's the devil doing that. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. But listen to this now. Listen to this. God just gave me this just now. He speaks mysteries, right? Turn, if you would, Jerry, to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. And it says, so let a man consider as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. You are speaking mysteries. God is going to give you the understanding. Because he goes on to say, moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. So if he's going to give you an answer or open up mysteries to you that you've been speaking to God, you have to be a good steward. He's going to look at your heart and look at my heart. It'll no longer be a mystery. It'll be a light and a revelation to you that you can bring and edify the body or equip the body. There's some things that are still a mystery. to some denominations, tongues are still a mystery. It's the least of the gifts, and it was given to the Jews, and the Bible says it was given to the Gentiles also. And it was the last gift God gave the church. So Paul addressed it last in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Hallelujah. So when you're speaking to God, you're speaking mysteries, but you have the sign, or you have the anointing of the Holy Spirit in you. The anointing will teach you all things. Isn't that what it says in 1 John 2, 22-27? The anointing will teach you all things. He will teach you what you're speaking to God. You'll get an answer back. The same way in a service like this, if I spoke in tongues as an interpretation, that's God speaking back, and it should edify and build up, and you should be blessed by the interpretation. Not by the tongue, but by the interpretation. The same thing can happen. God can speak to you. And everybody says, I wish I could hear God's voice. Pray in tongues. And then be patient. Let the Holy Spirit show you and teach you that you can get a mystery. It can open to you. You can have God the Holy Spirit speaking to you. See, you can go to 17 churches in Colorado Springs. You won't hear this in many churches. And I'm not boasting upon it, but I'm being obedient. God says, speak on tongues. Teach on tongues. Let that fire, let them be revived again. That's a sign from me, and that it'll bring happiness and unfold mysteries before you. There's things about you and I that we go before God and say, God, how come? What is this? It's still a mystery, and God, the Holy Spirit, wants to unfold that. So if I speak to God in tongues, I'm speaking mysteries, but God, the Holy Spirit, is going to teach me what I'm speaking. God is going to speak back to me. Why? Because tongues change the atmosphere. Tongues change your mind. If you are transformed, that's that pivot point. You've got to be transformed into everything of God. Are you here? Praise God. Hallelujah. As I said in 6:8, Galatians, if you sow to the Spirit, that's praying in tongues. You'll reap of the Spirit. Everything God does comes through His Spirit. Jesus said, Father, I've finished it all. Oh, are we lacking so much of God? We really are. Because you know why? We battle, it's about us. What about me, God? What about me, God? I'm going through some things now. Because there's 25 people, so it ain't about me. Can I trust that God can take me through that and take me out the other side and make it a blessing? It's not a thing like Job, but it's like Job in the case where Job had to go through something, and over here it was all returned to him. I could quit tomorrow. My flesh could quit tomorrow. But when I pray in tongues, it builds me up. I feel like Superman. I just can't find the phone booth. But I'll find it, and I'll be transformed, and I'll be changed, and it won't be about me, it'll be about Jesus. I'm going to flow in His grace. Whether you like it or not, I'm a blessed man. I got a blessed wife. I got a blessed home. I got a blessed checkbook. Because I have received that sign from God, and I have spoken to God mysteries, and the Holy Ghost has informed me many, many things. This morning, man, I'm praying in tongues, and I said, my natural mind was working at the same time. You ever had that happen, that battle that goes on? You got to tell your head to shut up. I mean, you're just a praying in tongues, man, and your mind's off there building a house or doing this or doing that and so on and so forth. And you got to push in. where the mind style now gets at peace and you're not thinking about your business, you're not thinking about your marriage, you're not thinking about yourself, you're thinking about God. The only way around that I win is I quote scriptures with my mind when I'm praying in tongues. I occupy my mind with God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Talking right directly to God. Everybody says this. Pray for me. I don't hear from God. You pray in tongues? Do you know it's a sign? Do you know it's the last gift he gave the church? You know he's the head of the church? Do you know he approves tongues? He being Jesus? Your mind will probably say, I don't want to pray in tongues, man. I can't. Every time I pray in tongues, my mind's a motor mouth. Well, start speaking scriptures in your mind while you're praying in tongues. You want a spiritual exercise? It'll absolutely quiet your mind. That's called a spiritual exercise. That's called sowing to the Spirit. Then all of a sudden, spirit, soul, and body is in agreement with God. And you're not trying to explain to God, well, God, I got to get out there. I got to get this done. I got to get that done. I got to get this done. When me and my wife bought a home out in Falcon, we moved. And you know how your house is after you move? But you know something, saints? My kids are out there, and they've made the bed up, set a bed up for me and everything else, me and my wife. And we were down to the closing. We went back out there. Well, that was on a Saturday. The following day was on a Sunday. I was here in church. I have worked at putting God first in my life. If I can't give him an hour during on Sunday because I got to get something done, why should I expect him to do something on Monday? And I couldn't sow on Sunday. Well, a lot of people say, oh, you ain't got to go to church. You know, a lot of Christians get saved and they don't get go to church and they don't get equipped. You got to go to a word church now. That's the word's being preached. You can't go there where Obama's being preached and other things in Washington, D.C.'s being preached and the taxes and everything else. Everybody's worrying about the Greek country over there. Let me tell you something. Let the stinking Greek country go under. Who cares if Spain goes under? These people in this country will still buy hamburgers, cars, washers, and dryers and still spend money. Do you think someone's going to stop buying a McDonald's cheeseburger because Spain went under? Everybody's walking in fear. Europe made that bed. Let them sleep in it. Hallelujah. This country will still be buying things, still be buying homes, still be using electricity, still be paying mortgages, still be paying taxes. Maybe it's a good thing they all go under. So we stop depending upon them. Stop depending upon America and God. Those weirdos get on them news reports. They're almost shaking, man. What if Spain? What if Spain? Years ago, someone tried to get me to invest in the euro. And I said to them at the time, it's a ripoff. It'll never work. Everybody laughed at me and everything else. It's a ripoff. It ain't working. They wanted to be like America, United States, but they didn't want to do what we done. Don't be afraid if they go under. Money will still have power. And if you got some money in the bank, you got power in the natural. We got to stop listening to these reports and start believing that report. My God shall supply your need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You can do all things through Christ that strength. You can speak to God. You can have a sign of tongues going on in you, an utterance by the Holy Ghost, speaking to Father God and hearing back from Father God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of these people, man, need to be put back in an oven. They ain't well done. Half baked. Would you like to eat something that's half done? They're always talking about this one over in Spain. They're always talking about this. They're always talking about that. Jesus is in control. He's Lord over the universe. If they make a choice to go that way, and it's leading off from a cliff, he'll let them go. You and I have chose to have a sign from God, to pray in mysteries, to pray in tongues, to build up our most holy faith, to speak right directly to God. Not to Washington, not to Obama, not to Spain or Greece, but to God. At the same time, you pray for your country. I've been interceding for Afghanistan and Pakistan and India and Egypt, you know. I don't want no brotherhood, whatever they call themselves, to be in charge of Egypt, because he wants to kill Israel. He wants to run it off the map. What do I want to vote for? I'm praying that he'll be stopped. I mean, they threw that guy out, but he kept peace with Israel. See, when you pray in tongues, God will help you believe. You'll build up your most holy faith. Not your faith, but holy faith. Amen? Hallelujah. So your next time you hear somebody, Quint was sharing with me that he was dealing with somebody about a deal, and the guy said he was a Baptist. He said, "I don't believe in women preachers." And Quint said, "Well, what about Catherine? What about God speaking through a donkey?" Duh. See, we need to have an answer for these people saying, "Oh, it's the least of the gifts. It's a sign from God." Amen? I can't believe it. Some people will go home when I minister to people and say things, and they go out in the spirit, and they'll go home and check with their neighbor. Do you believe what Mayo does? And the people next door couldn't find their way out of a closet. Instead of going to the Bible, we go ask the people, "Do you believe what he's doing?" "No, get away from me. He's a nut." But I have a sign from God. I have a sign from God. Amen? I can remember one time years ago, Jack Conley sitting here. And it was on a holiday, 3-day holiday. And I had taken over a church because everybody in the church was sick. And it was right next to a place where they campers were and so on and so forth. And I said to Betty, "I'm going to keep the church open for the next 3 days. I'm going down and see..." At the time, it was Channel 21. And I went down, and he was the only one, and there was a pretty good size office. He was the only one in the office. Me and Betty stood there, and it was very, very quiet. All of a sudden, he came out, and he sat by a desk, and he said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to hold the church open, have a 3-day revival. God said you're going to give me a free commercial." This is a true story. His jaw started shaking. Just like, unbelievable. I never seen that before. I said to Betty, "Did you see that? Did you see that?" He got up and left. In the meantime, he heard about who we were. He got up and left, and about 20 minutes later, he came back. He said, "Come here." He had put a commercial on television. Mormons drove from Denver and got saved. When the 3 days was up, I was trying to keep it going. And God shut it. I said 3 days. and I wanted to have it 10 days and keep on going. He shut it down. There was pastors in the church and everything. I was running around there, man, ministering to people, man. Praise God. 3 days, it was over. I was back to my 20. That's a true story. And he put a commercial on for me. I wanted him to know. They drove from Denver. Pastors came. All kinds. It was really strange. People who were in the park, you couldn't drag them out of them trailers, man, because they had a swimming pool and they smoked dope over there and everything. You couldn't drag them out of there, man, if you offered free hot dogs. But they came through the door. Why? The power of God, the love of God, because I had a sign from God and I spoke in tongues and God told me to go see Jack and I went and saw Jack and he put a commercial on and God finished it up. Grace. Great grace. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen. Let's hear a little song here. Father's Day, Dad's Day. Listen, we ought to have Father's Day every day, Mother's Day every day, Christmas every day. Birthdays, eh? You know, you get a little older, nothing goes right. You ever notice that? You notice that, Ron? You reach in to grab something, everything falls over. Well, normally you wouldn't do that. Whatever you try to do, nothing goes right. I was in the medicine cabinet this morning. I reached up to get something. Everything fell out of it. And I said, what is this? And then my dog, man, she leaves these little squeaky toys around. You're walking through the kitchen, you know, you don't reckon, and you step on this thing, man, you come off the floor 2 feet. So if you're at a place where nothing's going right, it's going to get right. Why? You got a sign from God. Pray in tongues. Change the atmosphere. When you go to open your cabinet, don't open it till you pray in tongues. That's a true story, man. Whatever you do, you see, you go to open your car to come to church, or hopefully you're coming to church, you pray in tongues. A little bit. You don't got to stand there and scream and everything. Just pray in tongues. Sometimes I forget and I pay the price. Nothing goes right. And everything you buy today, it's childproof. You can't get into stupid stuff. I went out the other day and I found something that was made in America. And I bought it, a toilet seat. It wasn't made in China. It was made in America. Praise God. Let's go, Terry, in the black, at number two. Praise you, Jesus. Trip over everything. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, too? Is it starting to work with you? You, dear. Yeah, nothing works right. Did you pray in tongues first? Blessings. Say, I'm blessed.
Blessing and honor.
Blessing and honor.
Riches and wisdom.
Hallelujah.
Let's lift it up to the heavenly places.
Praise you, Jesus.
And honor, glory, and power, riches and wisdom and strength is worthy of all blessing and honor.
Blessed Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Now's a good time to pray for people. If you want prayer, come up here quickly. Hallelujah. If you need prayer for anything, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you want prayer, dear? Mm-hmm. Do you feel better? Okay, praise God. I was just making sure that if you couldn't walk, you know, somebody would help you up here or something if that was the case, but that's not the case, right? Hallelujah. There's somebody's got in trouble with your back or something, and it's kind of radiating here.
sometimes in your stomach. It's not always there, but it seems like it'd be some kind of a disturbance in your stomach, but it's coming from your back. And God's going to heal your back today if that's going on in your stomach. You have it right here on the left side. Hallelujah. God's going to heal that back, and it'll stop doing it in the stomach, okay? Hallelujah. Whatever that is, it's not there all the time on this side, but it does happen from time to time. And that's a word that God's given us that he's going to touch today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. I touch your Lord, spirit, soul, and body, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the anointing flowing all through her body right now, Lord. The healing anointing, Lord Jesus. The healing anointing, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. I take authority over any malfunctions in her body, and I speak to that mountain, and I command it in the authority of the name of Jesus to be loose from her now in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God is saying, my daughter, there's going to be a change in your spiritual awakening. God has awakened you to different things in Scripture, and light and revelation has come from that. But there's something that you're really desiring God to open up to you that you may understand it. And understanding comes from the Word. And it comes through the knowledge and wisdom of Jesus Christ. But it also comes by the power of the Holy Spirit who takes from Jesus and gives to you. There's going to be an understanding, a light and a revelation coming into you that you have not had. And it's going to cause your ministry and cause what you speak and say and do to grow rapidly in the spirit realm. But it's going to edify and help people. It's not just for you. It's going to edify and help people. They're going to have a teachable spirit when they come to you, and you're going to be able to operate and flow in what God is speaking of today. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch my sister right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. The healing anointing, Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, because she has grace and favor with you, Father God, through Jesus Christ. Nothing can be refused. We take authority over her body, and we just ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that the healing anointing flow through her right now. She has grace. She has favor in all areas. In the healing anointing, in different areas of Scripture, all the promises, Lord. So we call upon you, Holy Spirit, to take from Jesus today and give to my sister. Release it in her today in Jesus' holy name. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch my brother right now, Lord. And I thank you for the healing anointing, Lord. I thank you for your love, Lord Jesus Christ. That's flowing into him, Lord. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. It's been a long time since he's really, really felt your love, Lord. It's been very dull. And so we ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit receive from you, Father God, and release that love into him, Lord, that he knows he's loved of you, Father God. We wipe away all the blackboard or writings in his mind, Lord, that takes him into yesterday. And we bring him forth by faith, Lord, to put his hand to the plow and not look back, Lord. Because you say some wonderful things about him, Father God. So we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord. Every bit of it, Lord, every bit of your love is being dumped by your spirit. He's going to know it right now, Lord. He's going to know your love. Love, faith, and hope, and the greatest is love, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Open yourself up to this man of God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch my little brother, Lord, with the healing anointing, Lord. Oh, the healing anointing, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the healing anointing, Lord. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that light and revelation is going to come to him more and more, Lord, as he dips into the realm he doesn't know how to dip into, but the Holy Spirit is going to cause him to dip into the supernatural, Lord. Not only in dreams and visions, but manifestations, Lord. Out of his belly flowing rivers of living water, Lord. Let him recognize it. Teach him, Holy Spirit. Take from Jesus. Remind him of the things Jesus said. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that new beginnings are starting in his life, Lord. This dad, right now, Lord, I pray the blessings on him, Lord. Not only financially, Lord. I think he's being blessed financially, Lord, but there's some spiritual stuff that he's been looking for. He wants to move in, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that it'll be upon his wife and be upon him, Lord, and be upon his family, Lord. The peace of God like never before. The really supernatural moving of the signs from God as he speaks in tongues and glorifies you, Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, the presence right now, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, with the healing anointing. I touch her with your love, Lord Jesus Christ, that this woman of God will receive, Lord, because she is qualified, because she's under your grace, she's under your mercy, she's under your compassion, Lord. She's under your blood covenant, Lord Jesus, and nothing be withheld from her, Lord. She has favor because of you, Jesus. You finished all the work, and she's up here, Lord, to partake of the promises, to partake of you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord, that you're meeting every need of hers right now, Lord, physically, Lord, and spiritually, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray against these people, Lord, or these neighbors in that block, Lord, that try to say and do things, Lord, and try to put mindsets into her right now. I bind them, people, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the anointing is going to increase upon her. The kindness is going to increase. The love is going to increase in Jesus' name, because we both agree, Lord. And all those people, Lord, have come to throw darts, Lord. We hold the shield of faith up. We hold you up, Lord Jesus, against these people. And it's time, Lord, for you to draw the drapes, Lord. It's time for you to shut it down, Lord. It's time for this woman of God, Lord, to know that she's loved, Lord, and she's called and anointed, Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that new beginnings will start right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for new beginnings, Lord. In the powerful blessings of Abraham flowing into her life, Lord, right now in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Loose her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' holy name, Lord. I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, the blessed anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, the presence of the supernatural, Lord. The presence of the supernatural, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Loose her in Jesus' name. Loose her in Jesus' name.
Oh, Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. God says, my daughter, You have been in my presence, and you have spoken to me about many things, and I've heard your prayers. And God says, I want you to come to me more often in tongues, and I want you to speak to me, because he's going to undo some mysteries that have been a mystery to you, because he knows your heart. He knows you'll be faithful to what he shows you, because it's to serve other people in some areas that he equips you with, you'll equip other people. God says, my daughter, there is an anointing to teach, there is an anointing to minister on your life. But God says it has to come from God, so you sow to God by praying in tongues. And God said he'll show you some mysteries, some things that you've been lacking that you can equip saints, you can equip people, whether they're poor, rich, whatever they are, you can equip them. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, right now, Lord, I ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, power! Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. You know, Jesus said in Mark, he said, I felt the power go out of me. Don't you want to see the power go through you? Amen? Hallelujah. He blocking his ears. You don't want to hear what's saying, man.
He's mad at
me. Oh, he's mad at you? Oh, he didn't want to come up here, did he?
He wants to go back to the playing with the over there.
Does he have something wrong with him?
Yeah, he hit his head, and
ooh,
he had got staples. But now he's like getting like these headaches, and we don't know.
Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I just release the power, the healing anointing, Lord, in Jesus' name, into him, Lord. No more headaches, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're a healing God, Lord. You said, don't deny the little children that come unto you, Lord. Well, Lord, don't deny. Let him have his healing, Lord. Let him have the peace of God, Lord. Let him be awakened, Lord, into the healing power. All headaches, Lord, are now been bound and cast out in the name of Jesus. All blood vessels have been touched and healed. His skull has been touched and healed in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch her, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Power!
Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, Holy Jesus, Holy Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the presence. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Would you like to see him turn artificial into real? Amen? Hallelujah. You know, Paul said, I speak in tongues more than all of you. He knew the value of it. Amen?
Amen?
Some people, you say, do you believe in the Bible? Or do you believe in tongues? No. Do you believe in the Bible? Yes. Well, you know, Paul wrote 60% of it. He spoke in tongues. He was charismatic. Huh? Duh. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we praise you as we lift up our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you finished all the work, Lord Jesus. How we praise and honor you, Lord. How you have given us this grace, this favor with you, Lord. And you have taught us, Lord, we ought to renew our minds. We ought to pray, Lord. But it isn't to get something. It's already ours, Lord, because you have completed it all for the Father God. And so we thank you, Lord, that you stood in your word, Lord, after the resurrection and said, tongues are a sign. We want signs from you. We want revival, Lord. Well, Lord, let the Holy Spirit come upon us and let us speak in tongues and let us use that sign and let us have mysteries brought back to us, cleared up by the Holy Ghost, that we will be led by the Holy Spirit, that will bring glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. How we honor you today, Jesus. We can do nothing without you. I abide in Jesus. His words abide in me. Therefore, anything I shall ask will be done unto you, done unto me. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord. We're abiding in the Word. We're abiding in the virgin birth. We're abiding in the suffering of Christ and the blood that was shed for us. We're abiding in the death. We're abiding in the resurrection. And your resurrection, Jesus, is your grace, your promises, your power. And so we give you praise and honor and glory this day, Lord, for the wonderful grace that we have, favor with you in all areas. It's in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah.